It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
Welcome back to the next room. It's always a good day when I get up on a Monday and I realize that I get to speak with intriguing, interesting people in the compassionate death and dying society, I guess, is the best way to describe it. This woman came to me a couple years ago, and boy, it's just, you know, for me, it's miraculous how you connect with people, and especially around death. Michelle Little is a creator of the Beautiful Dying Expo, and it is now going into its third year. Last year, we had to pivot because of the coronavirus, and it was all virtual, and we're going to do it virtually again in 2021. I believe it'll be the first weekend of November, but we'll get more on that. Michelle is just a delightful woman, and she really has her heart in the right place, and this is her passion. Her passion is to help push the conversation forward on every aspect of death and dying. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Good morning, Jane. Thank you so much for inviting me on to your show again. I really enjoy speaking with you.
Well, I'm so happy you're here. Now, Michelle, we had such a cool time last year, even though it was, you know, we did have some challenges because of the virtual space, and it was the first time we had done that. But I loved it. I just felt super elevated all weekend connecting with people in my little booth and then going through virtually taking the walk down the hall and popping into different sessions. I thought it was really beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, it was miraculous, I think, for all the challenges that, you know, came with last year on so many different levels, to have seen this expo be successful right after the election was really, really delicious. By Friday morning, we had over 500 registrations. That was the day that we started. And our first morning ceremony, we had over 250 people participating and listening to the major wonderful people that we had as keynotes and music on our opening ceremony on that Friday. It was beautiful.
That's so cool. And so now here we are. We're in the month of April. It's 2021. We're moving forward with the third annual Beautiful Dying Expo, which will be virtual again. So there have been some really good, there's been some good momentum. The website is updated. You have an advisory council now, which I'm part of, which I'm thrilled that I get to throw my two cents in the ring. Let's talk about the upcoming Beautiful Dying Expo.
So the expo is going to be November 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Okay.
It's a weekend again. And we are doing our Beautiful Dying Insight sessions practically on a daily basis, starting this past Monday was our season 2, episode 1. And that went very, very well. We've had 2 so far. The third one will be tomorrow. I can tell you a little bit about those insights as well, if you'd like.
And those are through Facebook, right?
They're live through Facebook. And we interview through Zoom and live stream to Facebook Live.
Okay.
So it's been really great. A lot of learnings all the way around every day. Technology and people just making sure that we're all moving forward and learning from each other.
What's the goal of doing these insight interviews?
It's to share with the public who we are right now, what we're offering, what we can support the public with, the community itself, and to have the community meet us so that they feel comfortable enough and know us even more intimate when they come to the expo.
And with the expo, what are some of the categories that we can expect? You know, there's obviously grief is a huge, huge arena. And
yes.
I deal with grief a lot on this show. Aside from grief and dealing with grief, what else can we expect from the 2021 Beautiful Dying Expo?
2021, can you believe it? We have six tracks, and in the tracks, we have these sub-tracks within, or subtitles or topics within those tracks. So the first track is always about financial and estate planning. The second track is advanced care planning. The third track is end-of-life care. The fourth track is after-death events. The fifth track is holistic alternatives, and the sixth is the grief support.
Okay.
And yes, grief support was one of the biggest. Let me rephrase. More people went to grief support in the grief sanctuary than any other tracks that we had last year. So grief is definitely here. It's not going anywhere. And to be able to learn how to understand what you're going through. Oh, is this grief or is this depression?
Right.
Oh, if it's grief, you know, what are the layers of grief, and how do I know how to release and remember to celebrate life?
Right. And there was a lot of extra grief in 2020, not just with COVID, but the loss of maybe grieving over the loss of income, grieving over the loss of a family member, over connection, over traveling to be able to see someone, grief over not being able to hug people. I mean, there was a lot of layers of grief last year. So I think that was good that we focused the Beautiful Dying Expo surrounding grief, and we'll continue to do so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yes, I think, one of the focuses of this Beautiful Dying Expo coming up is really about storytelling.
Okay.
Seven generations back, sharing stories and what it was like to be, because here in America, you know, most of us have no stories going back seven generations. We're like what Stephen Jenkinson called us, the orphan. Adult orphans. And it's a very interesting concept. And now that I think about it, because, you know, I couldn't go back seven generations and share a story that I had heard from my family. Can you?
No, I cannot.
Right. So I have friends in Ireland who are going to do storytelling with us.
Oh, nice.
Sharing, because my friend, my very dear friend in Ireland is, he's lived in his home that he's in right now. The family has owned it and been in it for over 160 years.
Oh my.
He's got stories dating back 600 years.
Can you imagine if those walls could talk?
Exactly. So
wow.
He's going to open those walls and share with us his conversations and stories that he learned from his great, 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 great parents.
I love that. So
yes.
Going through the tracks, I want you to explain each one. So I'm going to take you to the top. So the tracks of the Beautiful Dying Expo, we're going to start with the financial track. What can we expect from a financial, you call it a track, so a financial session through the Beautiful Dying Expo?
So in the track itself, the title is Financial and Estate Planning. And this category covers basic strategies, definitions, and roadmaps, including durable power of attorney, wills and living trusts, real estate, business interests, and digital assets. So if you're a realtor and you want to participate, if you know things about reverse mortgages or downsizing or 55-plus communities or long-term care, we want to hear from you. We
okay.
want you to participate and be at the expo and have a booth.
I love that. What's the best way for someone that's in the financial world to contact you?
So they could go to the Beautiful Dying website, beautifuldyingexpo.com, and place their information in there for a submission form to let us know that they're interested. They can contact me directly at my email address, which is Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, at beautifuldyingexpo.com.
Awesome. Okay, so next up is financial. What can we expect from that track?
So that is financial. The second,
oh, I'm
the
sorry.
Second track
advanced
is advanced care.
Care
planning.
Right.
And this is, it outlines one's final wishes concerning the care of one's body before and after death, as well as one's request for final disposition.
Okay.
This includes dementia and Alzheimer's, as well as diseases that are impacting us on a global level, like COVID-19.
Okay. All right.
And so I want to share with you a little bit about that. So the advanced care planning, we are actually doing a focus group online on Zoom. It's not going live. And we're going to help people with their advanced care planning directive.
Oh, I love that.
So if anybody is listening that wants to participate, well, this is probably not going to, it's already going to happen in March. So let's move forward.
That's okay. So you did have this this focus group for advanced care planning. Can we go back and access that? Are you going to record it?
No, it's not going to be recorded. It's private for those individuals that want to complete their advanced care directive.
Would you be doing that again between now and the Beautiful Dying Expo?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, good. So there's another opportunity. One has passed, but another opportunity will come for advanced care planning. Okay, that takes us to end of life. What can we expect?
So the end of life care provides folks with professionals and experts in the end of life. I call it the end of this life arena. So from caregivers, death doulas, and death midwives to ombudsmen, palliative care teams, and hospice, sharing innovative tools and resources, including hallucinogens for the terminally ill, VESID, voluntarily stopping eating and drinking, as well as medical aid in dying. So those people that are involved in end-of-life care, like caregivers, hospice, medical aid in dying, ombudsmen, medical doctors, nurses, social workers, and those that talk to us about CPR, which is really important to either do or not do if someone has a DNR especially. And so it's very, very important that we share who is in this track and what we as professionals are able to do for the community that's searching for answers.
I love it. Okay, that brings us to after death. What is after death all about?
So after death is providing folks with up-to-date options and possibilities for at-home funerals, vigils, and memorials, out of this world burials and cremations, celebrating one's life through sacred ritual and balancing energy. So this after death events with some of the holistic alternatives, there's going to be gray areas in each of the tracks that you could be in here and you could also be over here. So it's okay. It doesn't matter. It will all balance out, but we're talking about green and natural burials at sea, talking about cremations, about fly me to the moon, let me live upon the stars, memorials. We're really trying to help people remember where we were, you know, a century ago, where we had the parlor, which is where people would go to visit those that have died, which is now taken away and put into the funeral homes. And now what we have at home is called a living room. So not having death in the home is what we're programmed to do, you know, all the way through till now. So we're trying to bring back what it is to have these beautiful home funerals and vigils and what that looks like. And I really want people to know that it's okay and it's a beautiful opportunity to say goodbye to your loved ones.
I love that. That's so cool. I just was looking over an article about grave gardening and how, you know, it was such an old school thing to do, to actually go to a grave and plant a garden, and that it is starting to come back. It's a very important part of that after death care.
Absolutely.
I love it. How about the holistic track?
So holistic it advocates that the belief that mind, body, and spirit of a human being must be treated collectively in order to achieve any idea of healing, rather than simply treating a person for a specific illness or injury. So if there's a dysfunction in the body, if it's not addressed, will affect the whole person. So in holistic alternatives, we place the chaplains, the spiritual care counselors, the shamans, and the healers. We also, in holistic alternatives, is your thanatology and music thanatology. So if you don't know, thanatology is the scientific study of death and grief. And the musical thanatology is a musical clinical modality. It unites music and medicine and all in end-of-life care. So sometimes they use harp, sometimes it's voice, but you sit at the bedside and just serve the needs of the dying, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual. And some of these music thanatologists also listen to the loved one's story, and they write right there at your bedside a piece of music for you.
Oh, I love that.
You know, it's quite beautiful.
That's awesome. I just had a conversation with Jen, Reverend Jen, and she was telling me about a gal that was creating songs right on the spot for people.
Yes,
I love that. What a cool thing.
Yeah, so we had a young lady by the name of Emily Loback who worked for VITAS last year. She moved from San Diego to Tennessee. She did a beautiful insight session with me, sharing how fast it was for her to write music from a story. I mean, it was we had the hour conversation, so it was at the end. It probably took her less than 2 minutes.
Wow.
You know, they're amazing people. Mm. Those individuals that really move into healing and helping ones that are leaving us to really expand upon the beauty of music.
Mm. I love it. I think music is super healing too. And I don't know. I listen to it daily, so it really it has the power to really help heal and move people forward. Speaking of healing, what can we expect from the grief support arena?
So the grief support track provides a vital safety net and a lifeline for many who are navigating the grief journey during this time of self-isolation and uncertainty. So even though we're breaking out of this because of the vaccination, these feelings that we have are still so intense.
Mm-hmm.
Because one day, you know, they say, yeah, go to the beach, it's okay. And then within 17 hours, stay away from the beach. You can't, because we, you know, COVID just, you know,
right,
had a rise in COVID. But now it's like, it's so bizarre. It's so bizarre what's happening out there right now with that. But the grief support category with the track, the work underneath or within the track is about suicide prevention. There's a lot of suicide happening right now. We're calling it dying by suicide. We're changing the language to really follow your heart. And so we're looking at suicide prevention, grief and bereavement counseling. We have a meditation room. We have our insights sessions Tuesday evenings from 5 to 5:30. Anyone who wants to participate will, it's all meditation and breathing exercises for just half an hour every Tuesday from 5 to 5:30 Pacific Daylight Time. We're also going to have a death cafe or death salon. And so it's... The grief counseling, I think, is a really big story or conversation that we need to have right now.
Yeah.
And help people through. I mean, we're all grieving one way or another. And to know the difference between depression and grieving is really, really important.
Yeah. Wow. It's going to be really nice. It's the Beautiful Dying Expo. It is coming up November 12th, 13th, and 14th, 2021. Heading into our third year, what kind of sponsors do we have? And is there anybody you want to give a little love to? Because I know that there's been some really significant players that have helped us move forward.
Yes. So we're doing things a little bit differently this year. We're kind of walking away from the box of sponsorship under levels of gold and bronze and flower titles and stuff like that. What we're doing this year is more of an a la carte for sponsors and exhibitors. So what it will look like is, you know, there's a certain set price for everybody. And if you want to add a la carte items to what you want to receive from the Beautiful Dying Expo, you can click, okay, I want a 15-second promotional moment in between breakout sessions. And that'll cost a certain amount of money. So you add up from the baseline all the way through to all of the things that are available to you. And then you just sign on the dotted lines. So the faster that we get that done, the faster we can start promoting our sponsors and exhibitors.
Okay, and that's for sponsorships. What about for just the general population to attend?
So it's free for the general public to attend the trade show floor.
Good.
And the morning and afternoon ceremonies, as well as the panels, we're opening those up for free.
Good.
And the workshops right now, depending on how much sponsorship we get, we'd like to see them free for the public as well. And we're just going to, you know, play by ear is what that might look like.
Okay. All right. Well, good. And what is it, you know, magic wand time? What is it that Michelle Little needs for the Beautiful Dyeing Expo?
I need people to share that, you know, through an I would like to start organically with people saying, hey, you know, save the date, November 12th through the 14th, 2021 for the Beautiful Dyeing Expo. It's a virtual event. No, you don't have to be there 24/7, but you can come in and out of the virtual expo once you've signed up. So I want to just share that, please go ahead and let people know about the Beautiful Dyeing Insights that are occurring practically on a daily basis, starting from this past Monday all the way through to the expo itself. And then just please just share who we are, what we're doing, and help us help others who are searching for answers know that this is the place to be.
And I know you've told me before, but for the sake of someone just tuning in and hearing Michelle Little speak to Jane Asher for the first time about the Beautiful Dyeing Expo, where did your passion for this community come from?
So many different places. Let's talk about the loss of my brother. He was murdered in the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001. It's actually the 20th anniversary this year. I do want to bring a little bit about that into the expo this year. He was a firefighter, and he was never found, and he never updated any of his paperwork.
Oh, goodness.
So when all of this went down, it was very heavy in the family, and I don't want that type of situation to happen with others when we have answers to these questions or answers to, you know, updating how important it is to update your paperwork. And I'm talking about your advanced care directive or your plans, and where are your digital assets? You know, where are your passwords? Where are things that are very, very important? Which is why I wrote the Exit Papers 101 workbook. It's just to get people to start looking at what they need if they can't speak for themselves or they've died, so that their loved ones or those executors can go and find all the information through the checklist of that book.
Right.
So it's, I've had major tragedies happen in my life, not my own, but watching and viewing and visioning others. And I just know that, with all of the experiences I've had, brought me to this place of understanding that I have this calling. Everything that I've done in my past to where I am today brought me to this calling of sharing service to others and sharing what we have to offer. What's out there today that we didn't know about, and what's new today that, you know, I wasn't there even last year. There's an opportunity to use your ashes to for compost, mm-hmm. recomposting, and that's brand new and beautiful. And then people are starting to look at green burials. What is that, and how does that look through a full body burial or even cremation in a green burial ground? So. I am here to serve the world and share through the Beautiful Dyeing Expo and these insights what is available through the people that I have met and become good friends with, and maybe even part of my soul family. So mostly everybody that's participated in the past 3 years, well, 2 years, even up to now, are now my pro family, which is professionals, family, friends, and family all put together into one little term. And it's just really important. I mean, there's so many stories I could share with you about why But the point I want to make is where the why has taken us into this, which is let's share our journey together. And, you know, what are your needs that I could provide through my networking and my resources to have you want to take that, the step of talking about a conversation into a plan of action.
I love it. You have a big heart, and I'm really grateful to have met you and to be part of the beautiful Dying Expo. You're listening to Michelle Little. She's the curator and creator of the beautiful Dying Expo. She's here to serve, as you have heard her really come from her heart. The beautiful Dying Expo, third year. It is going to be virtual. It is November 12th, 13th, and 14th, 2021. If you need any more information, please go to beautifuldyingexpo.com and you can reach out to Michelle and also Michelle's right hand, which is Christy. And Christy Marie is just an extraordinary woman and really fabulous as well.
Yes, she is.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I think this was really good. I feel like we really got some healthy information out there. And I just have a feeling that it's going to be extremely successful this year.
Yes, thank you. Me too. It feels really, really good.
Wonderful. Thanks again for coming on the show. You've been listening to The Next Room with Michelle Little from the Beautiful Dying Expo.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.